talked about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Very, very few people could do the job these people do. And I want to just let you know, I am so behind you. And I know maybe sometimes you haven't gotten the backing that you wanted. And you're going to get so much backing. Maybe you're going to say, please don't give us so much backing. Mr. President, please, we don't need that much backing.
You guys know who this is. This guy needs no introduction. Mr. Tony Hawk, how you doing, man?
Good, thank you.
Now, you still have your radio show on Sirius,
yeah.
Right? Where could people find that?
How can so much and so little be happening in that happy hours?
And now,
I used to hate mornings, like those cats on the coffee cups. But now I love them because of this show.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning, the 23rd of Rocktober. I'm not going to lie, that's a little painful. First thing.
Really?
It's pretty loud.
It's the same every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Really affecting you today?
Nope. Pretty much the whole month.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm not quite awake enough for... Uh-huh. That's a little harsh.
Okay.
So maybe we can find a little softer something, like a little soft rock stab.
It's the 23rd. Really? Now is when you bring it up?
Late enough that we don't need to worry
and
about it?
And how many years?
Well, 10.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. But really affecting you now.
I'm just saying. It seemed loud right now.
All right.
So, good times. How was your weekend?
Good. How about yours?
I had a great weekend.
Saw a tweet that was concerning.
Yeah. I went to Luc Robitaille's charity poker tournament. He does this every year.
Right.
He and his wife, Stacia, run a charity for kids who age out of the foster care community. Like at 18, they kick them out.
Right.
And so then they find kids that want to go to college and they sponsor them. And it's an amazing charity.
Wonderful.
And every year they do a poker tournament. So this was Saturday and it was at Santa Monica Museum of Flying. Have you ever been there?
Is it in the hangar?
No, I think it's just a big building right there near the actual airport, Santa Monica Airport.
All right.
So this is the first year they had it there. So I drove in and it said event parking and I went and I parked and I walked and I went into the event.
Easy. Yeah.
Easy peasy. Played poker.
Sure.
I don't know. There was like 300 people. And at one point I should have been beat. About halfway through, I had a pair of tens and a guy had a pair of sevens. And then the board turned over and there was another seven. So he had 3 sevens. So I was like, I reached over and shook his hand. I was, congratulations, man. Good job. And I stood up to walk away. And then the last card came in. It was the only card that I could have won on and I won.
Did you then say psych and take your hand back?
I didn't say psych. No, I had already I had already finished shaking his hand, congratulating him.
You didn't wait for that last card?
Well, what are the chances?
Still. Though,
right,
there is a chance, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so what are the chances?
I'm not positive what the chances are, but I have two of the four.
Right.
Tens. So there's only two left. So what are the chances that they're actually going to, that card's going to come at that moment? It's the only card I could win on.
Yeah.
It did.
Okay.
So I was lucky, lucky AF. So then I make it all the way to eighth place. Very happy. Get to the final table. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's watching. Party.
Sure.
Hey, I'm doing well. Everybody else is doing well. We're having a good time. Perhaps a beverage or two. And then they give out prizes for the top 10 places. And I pick my prize, and it's fantastic. And then I walk outside.
Uh-huh.
And I look across the street.
Yeah.
At the parking lot that I'm parked in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's black. It's dark.
It's very much closed.
It's not just closed. You can't see it. I don't know. Somehow it's a black hole. You look
it's
in there.
It's invisible.
It's invisible.
Oh, no.
There are no cars in there. And I thought, well, maybe that's not the lot I parked in.
Right.
Maybe it's next to it one way or the other.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to Santa Monica Airport very often. So I walk all the way around holding my little bag of goodies. I had like a little bag of stuff that I had won. And I walk all the way around the left side. No, it's locked. This is crazy. Walk all the way around to the right side.
Oh, no.
I completely walked around the entire parking
lot. Yeah.
And it was locked.
Sure was.
And there were no lights. It wasn't like, you know, sometimes most places have some lighting.
Sure.
Nothing. I thought I could see my car, and I'm pretty sure it was the only one there.
Oh, man.
But I wasn't positive. I couldn't make it out. I was just looking, and then I thought, well, this fence doesn't look that high. This is where I go into Kevin thinking.
Sure.
I'm 6'2". It's about 2 feet up. So I'm thinking, 8 foot fence, not bad.
Sure.
Chain link. No, okay. There's no like wire at the top or anything to keep. So I climb the fence.
Okay.
Holding my little bag of goodies. And then I drop the bag of goodies and I get down on the other side and I go and I find my car. It's there.
Excellent.
It is indeed the only car there.
Oh, right.
Just me. And I get in the car and I turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And only then do I think, there's no gates open.
Right. How are you getting out?
Right.
Uh-huh. Only
but
then.
I didn't have that thought until I had started the car.
So not before you went over the fence.
Correct.
Not as you walked to your car.
Very excited to see my car.
Sure. You were thrilled.
I found it.
Right.
I solved this.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking.
You sure are.
That's what I thought. So I turned it back off, and I walked back to where I jumped the fence.
Uh-huh. Please tell me you at least left the bag of goodies in the car.
I didn't. That's funny.
You brought it with you.
I didn't even think of that for 1 second.
Better take my goodies with me to get back over this fence.
And I did the tweet, and I got a bunch of responses from people. And right this second when you said it, is the first time I thought I could have left a little bag of goodies in the car. So I take my bag of goodies, and I re-jump the fence.
Sure.
And I call an Uber, and then the Uber comes about 15 minutes later.
Oh, good.
And I take the Uber, and I go home and go to bed.
Oh,
so
heaven.
It's a pretty triumphant beginning of the night.
Right.
With some luck, and then not so much of an ending.
Well, then it dipped down, but then again triumphant because you got to your car.
Right.
It's like a roller coaster of emotions.
Exactly. I'm thinking to myself, I'm the smartest. Oh, you know what? No.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Oh, man.
So that was my Saturday night. So then I had to Uber to get my car on Sunday. Get
of course.
It out of the lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So no signage, though, when you went in saying this lot closes at 11, midnight, that
all right.
type of thing?
If I'm going to be honest, there was a sign that said the lot closed at 6:30. But
P.M.?
Yes, but... And the poker tournament started at like 4. But it said event parking. So I thought, oh, well, this is
an event.
Clearly an event. And I thought it was the only event there.
Oh,
so that
man.
So then when I got to my car yesterday, it had a little note on it that said, we're going to tow your car in 12 hours if you don't get it.
So
I had gotten it 12 hours just before they towed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm a genius.
Is that what we're saying?
That's the takeaway.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
I love that kid so much.
He's so me as a kid,
yes.
Isn't he? So me now. I didn't think of the goodie bag.
No, you didn't. I had a feeling you didn't.
I could have dumped the goodie bag.
Yeah.
Oh man. I'm an idiot. I'm just stupid. All right. On the show today, we have Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network.
Excellent.
Let's look at NFL Week 7.
How'd your team go?
My Arizona Cardinals kicked ass, right?
No. Oh, they... Wow.
33 to nothing.
I mean...
Even the Dolphins scored points.
I know. It was rough.
Yeah.
We also have Greg Fitzsimmons in studio. He's a comedian that we love.
Little Hats?
His Little Hats, yes.
Excellent.
He's going to be on the program today. We're going to talk to Harvey Levin like we do on Mondays. We have tickets to Queens of the Stone Age at the Forum. We have a pair of tickets to Linkin Park and Friends Celebrate Life in honor of Chester Bennington at the Hollywood Bowl. That's this Friday.
Oh, wow.
So that's coming up as well. And we've got tickets to Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con. As
jeez.
Well. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54. Ralph Garman is here now for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Right?
Right?
Dr. Phil, murderer, right?
Oh, again?
I don't know this story.
Dr. Phil McGraw is in trouble when he accidentally hit a skateboarding bodybuilder, which is not a media tag you see every day in the news, by the way.
Right.
Skateboarding bodybuilder Terrence Bembury says Dr. Phil hit him with his Mercedes last Friday morning at Universal City in California and had to go to the hospital. Now, that's not what Dr. Phil's people are saying. They say that Dr. Phil talked to the gentleman at the time of the mishap. If I get hit while I'm riding a skateboard, it's more than a mishap.
Right.
And he assured them that he was fine. But now Bembry's been lashing out on social media, posting pictures of himself from the hospital, saying, "Thanks, Dr. Phil. Felt amazing getting hit by your Mercedes." Don't be sarcastic, Terrence. No one knows that.
I didn't think this could get any worse, but apparently it knows no bottom.
He says he's met with a lawyer, and he believes his case is 100% winnable.
How stupid can you get?
He says Dr. Phil ran a stop sign and was in the wrong lane of traffic.
Oh.
And was driving with his feet.
No.
Yeah, I added the last part.
He
says he's doing everything wrong, so why not? Here's good news. Harvey Weinstein has finished his sex addiction treatment.
What, it finished?
Yeah, it just took him a week.
Oh, how...
He did a whole week, Kevin. God. What do you want for this guy? After decades of allegedly raping and molesting and harassing women, it just took him a week.
Quick learner.
He just cleaned it all up in a week.
Wow, that is very quick. I wonder if he gets his job back today.
The treatment was expected to last a month, but the psychologist who treated Harvey and was paid by Harvey said the therapy was intensive, and he took it so seriously it allowed Harvey to deal with his anger, his attitudes towards others, his boundary work, and the beginnings of work on empathy. So,
wow,
how great that he's out of the rehab facility after just a week.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I forgive him.
Don't we all feel safer now? And as I mentioned, I think the floodgates, at least in Hollywood, have opened regarding sexual harassment and its perpetrators. More cases coming forward. This time, writer-director James Toback, who's done two films, including Black and White and Two Girls and a Guy, has been accused of sexually harassing women for more than 30 years as well. At least 36 women have stepped forward and spoken to the Los Angeles Times regarding his activities. Same case over and over again. It seems like he had typical modus operandi when it comes to this sort of Hollywood predator. He'd approach a girl. "You're perfect for my next film. Can you come in for a rehearsal or an audition session?" Then he would steer the conversation to sex and try to coerce them into bed or other sexual encounters. So sort of the stereotypical casting couch scene with this guy. And we'll see what happens. I mean,
he needs that 1 week of therapy.
Yeah, he's got to find that therapist.
Very intensive.
He'll knock it all out in a week, apparently.
Right.
He's a good guy in Arizona. Unbelievable. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ang Lee, the director, is 63 years old today. Oh, so good to have Weird Al Yankovic's birthday fall on a day when some people aren't around. He's 58. Kat Dealey is 41 years old. Ryan Reynolds, also 41. Emilia Clarke turns 31. And Jessica Stroop, very lovely and talented actress, is 31. We should have had a bell for Emilia Clarke, too. Yeah, we were retroactive.
Yep.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
There's a new Michael Jackson Halloween special Friday night. Tell you more about that coming up. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 22 minutes after 6 o'clock, and every Monday morning we check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Hi, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
How was the weekend?
It was good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Saw a couple of stories on your site that I want to talk about. One is Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Is he seriously talking about running for president?
So, you know, we have this new show, Objectified, on Fox News Channel, and, you know, we profile famous people and kind of tell their life story through objects. So we did Cuban last night, and I interviewed him and asked him about a run. And he was kind of cagey at first. But when you listen, I think this guy's going to run for president.
You do?
So I do. I really do. And I pushed him on which party. And he, you know, at first, I don't think he wanted to answer, but ultimately did. If he runs, he's going to run as a Republican, which means he's going to challenge Trump in the primaries.
Which doesn't happen all that often.
It doesn't. And I got to tell you, this guy is amazing. And
is he better than Kanye West, though? Because...
Well, you know.
Right?
He's honestly, he is an incredible guy. And if he does this, take that seriously. Take it seriously.
You think he really will run?
Yeah, I mean, he's making all the sounds of somebody who's running. And, you know, it's not like he said, "I'm running." But, you know, he said that his wife doesn't want him to do it. But that always happens.
Which clearly means they've had a conversation about it already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. He said his kids want him to run. His wife doesn't. That's a factor for him. But those things always come around. And they really do. And I don't know. My gut is there is a 75% chance he's going to run. That's my gut.
I always wondered if there were a lot of people who, once Donald Trump was elected, I always wondered if there were a lot of people who then changed their mind and went, oh, wait a minute, I could run for president.
Yeah, I could totally do it. Right.
Remember, he was talking about this last, during the election. And remember, he said I could kick Hillary's ass and Donald Trump's ass. And I asked him about that. I said, he said, well, I was kind of kidding. And I said, could you? And he said, absolutely. And he said, you've got to almost be arrogant about that. So he believes it. He ultimately supported Hillary.
But he's going to run as a Republican.
Well, I think he's more of a Republican.
Okay.
He just soured on Trump.
I gotcha. All right. Okay, so that's one story. Let's talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z's new pad. This is an incredible amount of money for one house.
Well, I mean, $88 million. They do have three kids.
They bought
need the space, Kevin. What are you talking about?
They bought a house for $88 million,
yeah.
And now they're putting money into it.
Yeah, it wasn't move-in ready.
Kevin, seriously,
right?
$88 million only gets you so much.
I've said that for years, Harvey.
You know.
So... what are they adding to an $88 million house?
So they've got this awesome pool, actually two pools that are above ground, and they're building like a living area under the pools. So that's going to send them back about
how many rooms? Do you know much else about this house? How many rooms are there?
It's a very big house.
Right, so they don't need the space.
Well, but if you want to like hang underneath your pool, where are you going to go?
I mean, that's a good point.
That's a great point.
If you really
got to build under the pool if you really want to hang out under the pool.
Right. It's strange that anyone would even think that way, though.
You're talking about people who have this insane amount of money, and, you know, part of it is it's tricking out a house, and this happens in L.A. I mean, there are houses up on Blue Jay Way, you know, in the hills where they've got dance floors and discos, and I mean, this when you've got a lot of money and you don't know how to spend it, houses tend to be a go-to, and that's what they're doing.
And you can't take it with you, Kevin.
Right?
Right, Kevin. I mean, what do you want him to
come on, Kevin.
Kevin, what do you want him to do? Go to Home Depot and spend like $2,000 to build an addition?
No, I'm fine with them building this, but I just think it's not a decision that most of us think about. We go, you know what? Don't have the money for it. No one has ever considered doing this.
Most people don't have $1 billion between the husband and wife.
That's correct, yes. All right, Harvey, we always appreciate your time on Mondays. You can follow Harvey on Twitter, at Harvey11TMZ, and TMZ airs on Fox Monday to Friday at 6 p.m. TMZ Live airs Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. on Fox. TMZ Sports, Monday to Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1, the TMZ Tour, and then the Objectified show that Harvey mentioned is Sunday nights at 5 p.m. on the Fox News Channel. Thank you, Harvey. We have a pair of tickets for you to go to see Linkin Park and Friends celebrate the life in honor of Chester Bennington at Hollywood Bowl. That's this Friday. We're going to give you those tickets in about an hour here on the world-famous K-Rock. Did you know that there is a new Michael Jackson Halloween special?
Not until you mentioned it.
Here's the trailer.
He thrilled millions with his music. Friday, October 27th, for the first time ever, his hits will bring Halloween to life. Just follow the music. Starring the voices of Christine Baranski, Alan Cumming, Brad Garrett, George Eads, Lucas Till, Lucy Liu, and Jim Parsons.
Fun!
Don't miss the world premiere event.
Wow.
Michael Jackson's Halloween, CBS Friday, October 27th.
Now they're using Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Not real Halloween-y.
Right?
I just think of Thriller. That's Halloween-y.
You got Thriller.
But that's where it ends.
And then you have, Thriller.
Right.
You have that one.
Okay.
And then you could throw in some Thriller.
So how do you do an hour-long animated tribute?
I don't know, but we figured that we would check in on the Hotline to Heaven with Michael Jackson himself.
Oh, hell no.
Hello, Michael.
Happy Halloween.
Okay, spooky.
I gotta be honest with your voice, that doesn't sound incredibly scary.
Okay, let me try it this way.
Okay. All right.
Get out!
So clearly you've heard about the Halloween special.
Of course I've heard about it. No. I'm in it.
You're in it.
Michael Jackson Halloween special.
Right, but it's animated. I mean, it's not actually you.
No, not actually.
Okay.
Because I'm dead.
Right.
Right.
I couldn't actually be in it.
There's that.
Even
right.
if it wasn't animated, you're right.
Right. Either way, live action or animated.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Still dead.
That's a good point.
I am unanimated.
Right.
I am lifeless.
Now, it says that they're going to use all of your music. It's going to be an hour of your music.
Yes, all my songs will be used to bring the Halloween holiday to life. Ooh.
What's that? Okay. All right. Okay. You're making a lot of noises, but
meow
again.
Meow.
How are any of your songs other than Thriller, Halloween-ish?
I have done so many scary things in my life.
True.
Okay.
In this special, they're going to have the special Jesus juice room.
Oh, no.
Yes, where the kids have to go in there and drink some Jesus juice.
I don't think that's a good
thing.
Then
it's the underwear trading.
No.
Ooh, take off your underwear.
I don't think that's going to be in the special.
Then it's just, let's just take a nap.
That doesn't sound like much of a Halloween show.
It's terrifying, though.
It's pretty scary. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
That's it?
Is that it?
Just a little tease.
That's a little, well, I mean, we've heard the song Thriller.
You're right.
Okay.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then
what about your other songs?
Then Vincent Price comes out and says, and I'll terrorize y'all's neighborhood.
He does.
Indeed.
Yes. Woo!
I mean, you're not doing much for the cause here. I don't think you're helping promote the show.
It's terrifying.
Right, I've heard you say that. You got any other songs besides Thriller that are going to be in it?
Yes, The Girl Is Mine. Terrifying.
Well,
not.
Depending on the age of the girl.
Not really, okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, then.
Anything else you can tell us about the special?
Oh, you guys don't even get it. Music's going to be scary.
But we're saying we understand you have Thriller, but what else do you have that's scary?
ABC. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Well, math is scary.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're dyslexic, ABC is scary.
It is terrifying. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially something for everyone.
So you have to be dyslexic to enjoy the show?
Well, you don't have to be, but it doesn't matter.
Oops.
Elaine O'Cee's Alternative Rock. It's the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52. Comedian Greg Fitzsimmons joins us in studio in a few minutes. Love him. Right now, Ralph Garman is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Before I get to showbiz news, I want to give away some tickets. I've got tickets to the IMAX 3D advanced screening of Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah! Remix.
Remix. Where are those kids? How far away?
Yeah!
There they are. Hi, kids. Don't be so scared. Come closer. We're all friendly here. There you are. Hi. This is going to be awesome. First of all, the screening is held at the IMAX headquarters. If they're going to have high-end, high-quality IMAX technology, where do you think they might have it? Oh, I don't know. Maybe their headquarters?
Why are you yelling about that?
I don't know. I'm just very excited. IMAX 3D presentation of Thor Ragnarok. Of course, Chris Hemsworth returns as the God of Thunder. Tom Hiddleston is back as Loki. Cate Blanchett as Hela. Hulk stops by. Everybody's there.
This does look awesome.
By all accounts, it's great. Everyone says it's funny and action-packed and terrific. And if you want to see it, I've got 5 pairs of tickets to give away to the IMAX 3D advanced screening of Thor Ragnarok. Why don't you give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First 5 callers through at that number, we'll get a pair of passes to see Thor Ragnarok.
Ralph, if you have a chance to see a movie in 3D and regular, which do you pick?
Depends on the film.
Oh, it does.
I think sometimes the technology is very distracting if it's not used well.
Huh.
Especially if it's not shot for 3D. Sometimes they'll do the transfer and they'll just use that technology and soup up a regular screening with 3D. And it's just, I find it can be very distracting. Not suited for everything.
Right.
But I think it's suited for this.
Yeah,
I think this is the kind of film that actually benefits from 3D. But some of them don't. So,
all right.
It's a case-by-case basis, sir. While we're talking movies,
This is a pretty cool thing. Universal Pictures and AMC Theaters is offering U.S. veterans and active duty service members free tickets to see Thank You for Your Service, the new Miles Teller film. This is from the writer of American Sniper. And it's a story of U.S. soldiers who are returning from Iraq trying to integrate back into family and civilian life, which, as you know, can be very difficult. So as a thank you to the real servicemen, DreamWorks Pictures and Universal and AMC Theaters is giving free tickets to service members. This is on October 26th. So what's today, the 23rd?
Mm-hmm. Yep. 24th, 25th.
Thursday. Thursday, the 26th. It's first come, first served, and you have to pick them up at the AMC box office, but an AMC theater near you for the 7 p.m. showing on the 26th. It's just for the 7 p.m. showing on the 26th. You can get your free tickets. If you're a serviceman or you're a veteran, you can see this film for free. You can get more information at thankyouforyourservice.com. And if you missed any of those details, you can pick them up there. But I think it's a very cool thing for them to do, is to give servicemen free tickets, particularly to this film. Speaking of films, it's Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Tyler Perry's Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, Go F Yourself.
Is that the name of the movie?
That's the full title.
Wow.
Boo 2. Debuted with $21.7 million over the weekend, making it number one.
It was number one.
By far. Made twice as much as the next film, which was Geostorm. Geostorm limped into second place with $13.3 million. Then Happy Death Day, Blade Runner 2049, Only the Brave, The Foreigner, The Snowman. Nope, sorry, It, then The Snowman. Debuted with just $3.4 million. American Made and Kingsman, The Golden Circle. We're your top 10 films. Kevin, did you see any movies this weekend?
You're
busy
not.
Climbing fences. I was wondering how'd you spend all your time.
I was
just
quite busy.
A lot of chain link action and less cinema action, I'm guessing.
I was quite busy this weekend,
Yeah. We'll talk about more of that later in the show. You'll hear how Kevin was scaling chain link fences all weekend.
But at least for no reason.
Right.
So I got that going for
me. At least he's a dumbass.
Right.
So we got that to talk about later in the show. Speaking of Gerard Butler and Geostorm, he was on a British talk show called Lorraine. Anybody know Lorraine?
Sure. It's on ITV.
Really?
It's on right after Good Morning Britain.
What's happening?
I don't know.
How do
just
you know that?
Because I know things.
All right.
He was talking
is that
about...
Like, is that cool?
No.
He was talking about Geostorm, and he said he had some aches and pains, so he had a alternative medical professional inject him with bee venom while he was filming Geostorm to relieve those pains.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Some people use it. Hmm. I don't know how it works. I guess it creates inflammation or something that makes blood rush to the area or something, and sometimes it can be relieve certain ailments.
Huh.
The guy injected over 10 shots of the stuff into Gerard Butler, and then he went into anaphylactic shock.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
That's not what he wanted, I'm guessing.
Yeah. It wasn't, but they gave him an EpiPen and it was fine. But then he returned for the same treatment 4 days later.
What's happening?
What's wrong with him?
And wound up in the hospital.
What? How much can you believe in bee venom? And if it's putting you in the hospital,
don't
for God's
do
sake,
that.
Right.
Huh.
And then, of course, you know, he had a motorcycle earlier this month that sent him flying 33 feet into the air. So he's got a death wish.
Yeah.
My brother doesn't want to live anymore. Someone help him. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ang Lee is 63 years old today. Weird Al Yankovic turns 58. Kat Deely from So You Think You Can Dance. And what was that other show she was on with about the ghosts?
The ghosts.
Come on. Ghost show. Ghosty. Ghosty ghost a lot. Dead alive. Dead talking to dead people. It starred the guy from Reaper, the guy we love.
Oh,
the Reaper guy.
Yes, the Reaper guy.
Deadbeat.
That's it. Yes. Kat Deely was on Deadbeat, too. Is that still on, Dave? Is that still around? Is that a thing?
She was only on for season one, but no, I think it went three seasons, and that was it.
All right. Yeah, Dave, listen to the
wow.
show. That's
weird. Has input, and he's right, we
yeah.
think, so far.
Ryan Reynolds is 41. Emilia Clarke is 31. Jessica Strope is 31. And ESPN's Michelle Beadle celebrates her 42nd birthday today. Allie's pal, Michelle. Wish her a happy birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We have a pair of tickets for Linkin Park and Friends celebrate life in honor of Chester Bennington at Hollywood Bowl. That show is this Friday. We have those tickets coming up in about a half hour here on the world-famous K-Rock. Right now, Greg Fitzgibbon.
What?
Oh,
I'm sorry?
What a horrible way to start an interview.
Sweet spirit.
I'll try again.
Yeah, give it another go.
I'll try again.
All right.
Right now, Greg Fitzsimmons is here in studio. Come on, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, now.
Hey, sorry about that.
Thank you. That's all right. You know, you get nervous around me. You
I
know?
Do.
I know. It's
true.
It's
and
intimidating.
It's a soft J in Fitzsimmons.
It is. It's a soft J. you know, and I feel like you're one of me, too. It's not like it was racist. Aren't you Irish?
I am Swiss. You want to know something funny, though? I thought that I was German until I was 30.
Yeah.
Right.
And then my mom said, what are you talking about? You're Swiss. And I said, what are you talking about? I've told people my whole life I'm German. She's like, you're not any part German.
Yeah.
Huh. I found that out when I was 30.
And I would say being that angry about it means you probably are not Swiss.
Well, I mean, I think I am. My older brother's, my older brother and my younger brother have dark hair and dark eyes. So I don't know. Mailman.
Does your mom have good-sized breasts?
Wow.
That's not a question that I'm willing to answer.
Is that what you think of for Swiss?
Don't you think of like the Swiss Miss, you know, the...
Coco?
The Coco. Doesn't she have big breasts? Or am I thinking of the St. Pauli girl?
You're thinking of St. Pauli girl. I don't think they're selling Coco off her boobs.
If they were, they'd sell a lot more.
They'd sell a lot more chocolate.
They sure would.
Yeah.
Greg, you're going to be doing a benefit show. This is the second annual comedy benefit for Best Buddies.
Yes, Best Buddies is a group that I work with for intellectually disabled people. And it's an amazing program where they take people that have disabilities, and they find them places to work, internships, real jobs. They set them up in apartments where they're semi-self-reliant. You know, they go in and they check on them a couple days a week, make sure they're shopping, and they basically get them out of these institutional homes and into a real life.
How did you get into this charity?
My friend Greg Gurman introduced me to it through these bike fundraisers, which I do a couple of those a year, where you you know, you go out and the one is in Boston,
right?
The one in Boston, which was the first event I did, Tom Brady is a huge Best Buddies advocate.
Okay,
so you have to overlook other stuff about Tom Brady,
sure,
and it kind of equals that when you see him working with these kids. And I know you're a New England fan, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I am,
so I don't want to. Yeah.
Yes, but you already did.
First of all, so I go to this thing, and they're having a touch football game at the Yale Stadium.
Okay.
And it includes all the big, and I mean, you got people that donate $50,000 a pop, and so it's all the big rollers, and then it's the celebrities. then there's a lot of it. Maria Menounos always does it, and there's always a lot of cool celebrities, and then a lot of the Best Buddy people are out there. And so I go out there, and we're gonna play touch football, and we're in the locker room, and Tom Brady,
are you an athlete?
I'm okay.
Okay, go ahead.
And then Tom Brady walks in, and he is gorgeous. I mean, like a statue. And he's got all the charisma. And I mean, he's going up to each Best Buddy and he knows them by name.
Of course.
And they're all hugging him and they're crying and he's beautiful. And so we go out on the field and I'm on his team. I'm on Tom Brady's team.
I hope you're not a receiver.
I am a receiver.
Oh, no.
So now, I'm going to say I'm a good athlete. Hockey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily football. So I go out.
Very different sports.
He calls a play, and I run out. I run down the sideline, and I see him scanning the field.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, his eyes lock onto my eyes.
Oh, no, man. And you were like, man, he is beautiful.
And it's all I'm thinking. My knees are weak. I'm trying to still run. And he takes the ball back behind his ear, and he releases a tight, perfect, godlike spiral.
Of course.
With a little loft on it,
sure.
And it's coming over my shoulder. And all I'm thinking is, just keep moving your legs. It's all you do. Left, then right, hands out in front of you, little basket catch, pull it in.
Easy.
It touches my hands. I pull it in.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
I hold it to my chest like a baby. I caught the ball.
I thought that was going the other way.
And now these two best buddies right in front of me, I deked them. I go around them. I swear to God.
No.
I don't know what I was thinking.
No.
I was so caught up in catching the Tom Brady pass. And I scored a touchdown, and I felt very mixed about it.
Did you at least spike it at the end? Just go the extra mile?
Did you spike it at one of the kids?
Oh, my God, you're the worst.
I'm not a good person at all.
But I can imagine the pressure, even in that situation, the pressure to catch that ball is everything.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to drop a pass from Tom Brady.
No, and I really, it really did feel amazingly good. And, you know, and then we hung out afterwards. And then I did a show. They have a tent, and there's like 2,000 people under a tent at Harvard Stadium. And they do this thing where Tom then, for, I want to say $500, you get a ball from him signed. And he throws it to you from the stage. Like people are all at their tables. So somebody comes over with a clipboard, get the $500. Once they do, they raise their hand. And then Tom – and, I mean, he's throwing the ball. It's like 40 yards from the stage to the back over rafters. He's lofting it over rafters, landing it in people's chests. And
amazing.
So then they go, and I'm going to do stand-up comedy after this.
Right. Great. Great lead-in.
So Anthony Shriver, who runs the Best Buddies and created it, Maria Shriver's brother, he gets up there and he doesn't throw me a bone at all. Doesn't say.
Did he give you the introduction I gave you?
It was almost as bad.
Okay.
Almost as bad. Like literally just walks up. People are still like, you know, jumping up and down about Tom Brady. They go, okay, and now some comedy from Greg Fitzsimmons. And I walk up and it is nothing. Nothing.
They just want Tom back, and they want the footballs to keep coming.
Yes. And I go up,
that's
and
rough.
All I can hear the saliva drying on my lips.
Oh, no.
As I go into a shame-based, dry-mouthed bomb. And I've been doing this. I've been doing this 28
no.
years.
Okay,
that
so
doesn't happen
this?
Anymore.
When was this?
Last spring.
Last spring, you bombed.
I bombed.
And it was on you. It was all mental?
No, they weren't going to listen. No, it was
no
everybody
what. Okay.
was talking. There was no acknowledgement. And the thing is if you don't start with acknowledgement, it's hard to get acknowledgement.
Sure, sure.
And so
that's why you never want to go after Tom Brady anywhere in life for any reason.
Right.
Yeah.
And I finish, and Anthony Shriver walks up, and he mutters to me as he shakes my hand, "Knew that wasn't going to go well."
You were set up to fail, though. I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
Greg Fitzsimmons is here. We will take a quick break, and we'll come back on. Greg Fitzsimmons is in studio with us.
Well done.
Thank you. Greg, I heard you on a podcast. I don't remember if it was Joe Rogan. I don't remember. You were telling a story about your wife giving you a, I don't know.
Jesus, say it.
A gift certificate.
Oh, all right.
To a Thai massage place.
Yeah, she's giving me better things. But yeah, that was a nice thing. Yes.
That was crazy.
Yeah, this was insane. I was down in, you know, we live in Venice, and it was my birthday, so my wife gives me a card, and it's for a Thai massage place. And I had never gotten a massage before, so I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Sure.
And so I go down, and I walk into the place, and behind the desk is just the tiniest, cutest, softest little Thai woman. And she's walks me into the back, and she's got on, you know, little flip-flops, cute feet. And takes me in, and I lay down on the bed, and she goes, you know, take off your clothes and put this towel on, face down. So I'm waiting, and then the door opens. And in she comes and starts rubbing my legs and, like, way harder than I expected. Like, she was getting in deep. Like, there was some elbows
and
shoulders.
You didn't see that kind of strength coming from her.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
And so it keeps going. And then she hits the butt cheek.
Oh, okay.
And oils it up hard.
Right.
And is going deep, deep, round rotations into the butt cheek.
To the
point where I'm just like, you know, did I take a dump today? Where you start to wonder about your hygiene.
Oh,
and then she gets into, you know, that crease between your butt cheek and your thigh? There's like a little crease in there.
Sure.
And her dainty little finger makes its way into that. And she goes down. And then there's a grazing testicular sac. This is a light graze. And I was like, okay, what was that?
Right.
Now she goes to the other side of the table. Greases up cheek number two, deep circles, finds the crease, second grade! Now you got my attention.
All right, now let me ask you a question. At this point, are you thinking I might have to make a decision here because I don't think I knew what I was in for?
I believe I had more thoughts at that moment than my mind has ever processed.
Okay.
I was right. Apple Jr.
Okay.
I was trying to think of a hard drive. What's a famous hard drive? And so she slaps me on the butt and goes, "You turn over."
Oh.
Which from what I understand is a major foreplay.
Yeah.
Those three words are responsible for a lot of felonies. And so I flip over and I look up. Not the dainty little girl I saw at the front desk. Little bait and switch. This masseuse is big.
Okay.
Quite big.
All right.
Long dark hair, lipstick, little Adam's apple.
What?
Starts rubbing.
It's a dude.
My shins, my thighs, starts to work inner thigh,
oh.
And I'd be lying if I didn't say there was a slight, there was a movement of the towel.
Sure.
Now, wait a minute. Let me just ask you a question. When you see that it's not the dainty little girl.
Yeah.
And it's a dude.
Yeah.
I mean, did you think I need to get up and walk out now?
You're wondering a lot about my thoughts.
I am.
There's instincts and there's thoughts.
Right.
And it's you know, so he begins to rub my thighs. And then I'm just thinking at that moment, I don't know that I'm in control. I don't know that should he reach beneath the towel that. No is on the tip of my tongue. I don't know. I don't know where I'm at.
It might be, but you're not sure.
It could be. It's a test. It's going to be a test.
Wow.
But we'll never know because cops then came into the spa.
No, sir.
And I'm not lying. And the women and my guy all ran out and into the alley. And a cop comes in and he sees me and he says, "How much did you pay her?" And I go, "It was a him and I didn't pay anything." And he goes, "You didn't pay any money." I go, "No, my wife gave me a coupon. I have a coupon."
Those places don't have coupons, do they?
Yeah, they came in one of those value packs.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
those packs that give you like dry cleaner certificates. And
so did the coupon get you out of?
He goes, "Just get dressed and get out of here." So I put my clothes on and I'm walking down the dark hallway to get out and I'm covered in oil and I'm confused about a lot.
Yeah.
And then I get to the door and I open up the door and I look outside and there's three cruisers with their lights on.
Oh, my
and a
God.
Small crowd of people waiting to see what creepy middle-aged lowlife comes slinking out of the club. And I just pull it out of my pocket. "I got a coupon! My wife gave me a coupon!" Yeah.
Amazing.
That is the worst experience ever.
Haven't been back.
Really?
Haven't had a massage since.
You can go to reputable places.
Well, how do you know which is which? I mean, yeah. Those places are reputable.
I think Thai gives it away, I think.
No, Thai is a real thing.
Yeah, I know it is, but I think if the Thai is in the name, I'm not positive.
My friend Keith Robinson gave me some telltale signs.
Okay,
he goes,
good.
If it's on the second floor of a mini mall,
okay,
that's a shack.
Okay.
What they call the Jack Shack.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
He said if they have a neon picture of feet in the window, that's a shack.
Okay.
Wow, he's got this down.
If it's open past 9 p.m., that's a shack.
Okay.
If you walk in and there's bulletproof glass behind the woman that takes the money,
right,
that's a shack.
Okay.
Okay.
So you know what to avoid now.
Oh, I don't go.
Or go.
I just don't go. I mean, what am I going to do?
Did you tell your wife, and did she think that was the funniest
thing
ever?
She laughed her ass off. Yeah.
That was the best thing that I've ever heard.
I really thought that she set me up.
Oh, you thought she was being funny?
Yeah,
I thought she knew what it was.
Yeah, I thought this was like, it's not really in her wheelhouse to pull a prank like that, but it just seemed too much. Not the cops, but the rest of it. I felt like
Oh, my God, the cops. I can't believe.
Yeah.
Greg Fitzsimmons has a comedy benefit. It's the second annual comedy benefit for Best Buddies. It's Wednesday, November 8th at 8 p.m. at the Comedy Store. Joe Rogan's going to be there.
Who else? Joe Rogan. Pete Holmes is going to be there from Crashing, which I just wrote on all year.
Fantastic.
And then Tony Hinchcliffe will be there. Christina P. You know Christina Pajinski?
Yes.
Tom Segura's wife. And a black comic to be named later.
Why do you tell us he's black?
You got to get a black comic on the show.
I see. Okay.
Or it looks bad.
You're not charging enough money. It's only $20.
Should we make it more?
Well, yes, with that lineup, if you're trying to raise money.
I just want to fill the place.
Okay.
And then what we do is then we have a thing where at the end, we did this last year, and we said, stand up for a buddy, which means you stand up in the audience at the end.
And we're going to throw
footballs.
And we get
$100. Maybe we'll get football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except I wouldn't be able to get them to anybody.
Have the black guy throw them.
Chef Pete Holmes throw them. They land at the front of the stage.
Well, you can go to thecomedystore.com if you would like to buy those tickets, and we would suggest that you do. Greg, we always appreciate your time coming in.
Thank you for having me. Great to see you.
We're always happy to have you. We have tickets for Linkin Park and Friends Celebrate Life in honor of Chester Bennington at the Hollywood Bowl. And we're going to do this with a montage. So we're going to play six songs. Yeah, they're in about 4 seconds.
Oh, dear.
So you have to give us the name of the Linkin Park songs in order. I'll play it for you twice now, then we'll take a break and come back, and you can call it 1-800-520-1067. Name these six Linkin Park songs in a row.
Oh, my God. What?
Right?
Do it again.
There's no way I could do this, but they will be able to. Here's the montage for the Linkin Park and Friends tickets. All right, yeah.
That's weird because that's exactly how long I last listening to a Linkin Park song when it's on the radio.
Craig Fitzsimmons, for the love.
We're giving away tickets.
That's how
to
long
him,
it takes
God
my
sake.
Finger to get to the radio.
You are a timing master. All right, we're going to take a break. Tell us what those six songs are in order, and we will give you those tickets. Come on. Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network joins us just after 8 o'clock here on the world-famous K-Rock to talk Dodgers and to talk NFL. Right now, we're giving away tickets for Linkin Park and Friends Celebrate Life in honor of Chester Bennington, and we're doing it with a montage. We're going to need a montage. Team America. Come on. Wow. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's great.
That's Team America.
I know.
All right. Here it is. I'm going to play it for you, and you have to get the six songs in order. Go. I'm telling you right now, there's no way I would win this
no.
game. All right. Let's start with Manny in Canoga Park. Hi, Manny.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up, guys? To be honest, I think I only got 4 out of the 6.
Okay.
All right, what's the first one?
What I got was numb.
No, that's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Ah.
Yeah, sorry. They have to be in order. All right, let's go. Let's play it one more time. Allie in Fullerton, hi. Hello, Allie.
Hi.
Hi.
I definitely got like the first two, and then I'm stuck on the third one.
Okay, so. What are the first two?
What I've Done.
Yes.
And One Step Closer.
Yes. All right, you got the first two.
Can I guess the third?
Sure.
Numb.
I'm sorry, that was wrong.
Okay.
Sorry, thank you for calling. All right, let's go to Irvin, who is calling us from Ontario. Hi, Irvin. Irwin?
I
said Irvin the first time, but it's
sure
Irwin.
Did.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to play it one more time. Here you go.
Okay.
All right, name those songs in order.
All right, I think I got What I've Done.
Yes.
One Step Closer.
Yes.
Paper Cut.
I'm sorry?
Paper Cut?
No. Sorry, that one's wrong. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Victor in San Pedro. Hi. Victor.
Hi, yes.
Let me play it for you one more time. Here you go. In order, what are those songs?
What I've Done.
Yes.
One Step Closer.
Yes.
Lead It Out.
Yes.
Crawling.
Yes.
In the End.
Yes.
One More Life.
How is that possible?
Victor!
I've been listening to Linkin Park for the past 15 years, man.
I know.
Favorite band.
Look, I've heard all their songs as well, but I could never do that. Congratulations, you're going to the Hollywood Bowl Friday night to see Linkin Park and Friends celebrate life in honor of Chester Bennington.
That's so amazing. Thank you.
You earned it. Have a great night. Thanks for playing the game. That's called a montage. Girl, we want a montage. Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network will join us next, just after the top of the hour, to talk NFL.
And E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Sorry, got to get that out.
Yeah. My Cardinals lost 33-0.
I didn't want to bring it up.
33-0.
What's going on with Chip's Dolphins is the question. What's happening there?
What is happening now?
What's happening?
I'm sorry, what?
Stop doubting us.
No, first place in the AFC East.
No, well, that's insane. That was before the Patriots played last night.
I know, but for a brief moment there, I mean, those words you'd never expect to be in the same sentence.
Correct. That is correct.
That was nuts.
Ralph is here now. It's time for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Real quick, I want to send a message out to Caitlin Lan. Caitlin, I've been in conversation with your mother, and she's trying to get you to school.
What?
She's trying to get you to school at this time every day.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to accuse anyone of dilly-dallying, but there has been some dillying, at least.
Uh-oh.
At very least dillying, and occasionally some dallying. And I'm just trying to nip it in the bud. So she asked me to help, to reach out. Just get your ass to school, Caitlin. Get ready on time and get to school on time, or else you know what? You're gonna leave school. You're gonna drop out, and you end up with a career in radio. That's what happens to people who don't go to school and learn things and become good people and useful American citizens. They end up in freaking radio. That happens, and then your life's just a dumpster. So go to school. Stop listening to the Showbiz Beat at 7:50.
Oh, that's the problem?
She sticks around to hear it.
And then 8 a.m. she's supposed to be in class.
Right, and then she's late, and then now mom's coming down on me.
I mean, it's really your fault.
It's my fault that I'm keeping the kid out of school, and now problems are happening.
You hate school.
So I don't hate school. So, Caitlin, get your stuff together.
Drop out of school.
No,
what Ralph's saying.
Saying get your stuff together, stay in school, don't do drugs, be cool, eat fruit. In the words of Hulk. Okay.
But the 8:50 showbiz is great, too, so you might want to stick around for that.
No, don't. Go to class, learn
things. That's what I meant. Right.
Don't be dumb.
Right.
Or else, I'm telling you, end up in radio. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go down that route. Or even worse, you end up in Tyler Perry's Boo 3, maybe.
Boo!
Boo! Look at the top 10 movies, the box office. Tyler Perry's Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, came in at number 1 this weekend.
Why are you bad, America?
$21.7 million it made in one weekend.
That's why they make them. And you're right, there's going to be a 3.
Of course there will be. Geostorm debuted with $13.3 million, made it number 2. Happy Death Day, Blade Runner 2049, Only the Brave. It debuted at number 5. Then The Foreigner, It, The Snowman at number 8. American Maid and Kingsman the Golden Circle. Those are your top 10 films at the box office this weekend. It's been confirmed. The rumor has it. The rumor actually was out there for some time, but it's been confirmed now. Justin Timberlake will indeed be the halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl. 14 years ago was the last time he dared show his face in that halftime show. He and Janet Jackson got together and woo-hoo, bee-hee, woo-hoo. Remember what happened? A little wardrobe malfunction. That's when the term became part of our lexicon.
Yep.
The wardrobe malfunction.
And it made our job very much more difficult because the FCC started cracking down. That was a turning point.
It was on
point.
CBS that year, the Super Bowl. And at the time, CBS owned this radio station and still might. I don't know. They don't tell us much. But, then the lawyers got involved and the FCC got involved and people got tense. And we'll see what happens at the Super Bowl on February 4th. Super Bowl 52, Justin Timberlake. I think it's a good choice. I think he's an entertaining guy. He knows how to put on a good show, and he can sing and dance.
They interviewed him.
He's got
him.
Famous friends.
He does, yeah.
Joey Fatone might stop by.
Sure.
For a little duet.
They interviewed him during the Fog Bowl last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed.
And he started a hashtag of Al Michaels shaking that booty.
Yeah, he wants to get Al to dance. Those are his goals. Unite America with his music and get Al Michaels to shake his booty.
I like it.
I don't think Al's shaking anything.
I don't either.
Break a hip, Al Michaels. Now it's time for Al to go, right?
No, he's great.
No, it's time for Al to go.
Are you insane?
It's fine.
He's
Thanks,
great.
Al. Thank you for your service, Al. Now sit down.
But who's left?
He's at the
we
top.
We got to find some, but we got to bring up the next crop. We have to start.
Al Michaels is in top form.
Oh, my Lord.
He is.
Okay. All right, Kevin. Because anyone knows about broadcasting at their top
right?
four, it's Kevin.
You think he's gotten that much worse?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Allie?
He's not as bad as the rest of them, But
that's damning.
Which isn't great. Which isn't great.
No, he's not Chris Collinsworth, for God's sake. He's not Phil Sims.
Oh, for the love, those two.
But I'm just saying.
But I will say this. You got Tony Romo, who came out of nowhere, essentially.
And is terrific.
And is killing it.
Yeah, he's terrific.
There's got to be more Tony Romos.
That's what I'm saying. Let's find the next generation.
I feel like he's the exception to the rule.
You can't leave people in the slot just because they've always been there. And he's not great.
I think he is.
Yeah. You like John Madden.
I did. I love John Madden, but for different reasons.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, that's Carolina barbecue. Pulled
right.
Pork.
Pulled pork.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's a good way to have pork, I'll tell you that. Pulled pork and coleslaw, boom.
Better than pork chops.
They put it in a smoker first, it looked like. And they kind of smoked it.
There's
and then
a game
they
going
grilled
on.
It.
Yes. Yep, sure
and then
is.
They cut it.
Why is
son of a bitch.
A pork chop sort of dry, but pulled pork is
all
moist?
I think because they put it in the... they put it in the smoker. I mean, yeah. It's a slow cooking thing. They don't.
Okay,
I think they cook a pork chop. What the heck do I know? I think they cook a pork chop faster, and I think they slow cook pulled pork.
Thank you, Julia Child.
Come on.
That happened.
Yes.
Every game that happened with him.
Multiple times a game.
I miss John Madden. Back
but then. Al's getting like that with the references that are just way out of touch and just sort of disconnected. It's like your grandpa trying to.
Yeah, how about that Taylor Swift? She's really something, isn't she?
It's like, it's just this region, and it's just, it's getting unseemly. It's untoward.
When I look that up, I'm going to be upset.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ang Lee is 63 years old today. Weird Al Yankovic celebrates his 58th birthday. Kat Dealey's 41. Ryan Reynolds also 41. Emilia Clarke is 31. Jessica Stroop. Stroup? Stroop?
I think it's Stroop.
Stroup?
I think
Stroop.
It's Stroop.
Stroop, right?
Stroop.
Because it's S and then Troop afterwards.
I think so. Stroop.
Like soup.
I think.
O-U-P.
Sure.
But with a stir.
Right.
Instead of a s.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Stroop.
Right.
But it could be Stroup.
Huh.
We don't know.
Yeah.
31 years old today. ESPN's Michelle Beadle. I know how to say that name. Celebrates her 42nd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
How about that fog? Indeed. Andrew Siciliano, welcome.
Lightning and the thunder and the fog.
Yeah.
I thought it was raining at first, and then I realized it's not raining, it's literally fog. Mm-hmm.
So I was eating dinner and watching the game at a restaurant, and they had scored, and the cannons go off, and then I leave, so I make the short drive home. I hadn't seen all that, and then I sit down, put on the TV at home. Good morning, guys, by the way.
Good morning.
And I see all this stuff. And I said, how many cannons do they have?
They have a cannon on each corner,
sure.
So that it's all smoke.
They also have Marcus Cannon on the offensive line. my Twitter blew up with people, angry New Englanders, accusing me of never having seen fog before. I said, no, here it's called marine layer. But I didn't realize that it was going to get that bad.
Julio Jones did question the fog with cannons and fireworks for a split second. And then he realized as he's saying it, I sound like maybe that's an excuse for how crap we played.
No.
And then quickly changed it.
It seemed bad enough that you could lose the football, though. If somebody punts and you're trying to catch it, if you're trying to catch a long pass.
For the ball high in the air,
yeah.
When you were at ground level, I think NBC did
clear.
A really good job there. At ground level, you could see better. And they actually had two cable cams for that game.
Oh, okay.
So you could kind of get that high-low angle or low-high angle. However you want to say it,
right.
And kind of cut through the fog from right above the huddle. I thought it was kind of cool, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
granted,
cool.
I was sitting on my couch warm.
Not playing in
but
it.
But you didn't have to
exactly.
play in it, right.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the local teams first. How about them Raiders?
How about them? Oh, yeah. Local, I thought you said.
Well,
Raiders.
I mean, Raiders.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, you mean the team that's 400 miles away.
Yeah,
that team.
I mean, I know they're
local.
In Vegas and all, but
yeah.
I'm saying
okay.
Los Angeles.
They won.
Raiders.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. As the Oakland Raiders.
Right.
Yeah. No.
But was that not the best Thursday night game ever?
It was an awesome Thursday night game. I'd say it's comparable to the Rams' amazing Thursday night win in San Francisco a couple of weeks
That's
ago.
That's true. There
Santa
have been
Clara.
Really great Thursday night games for once.
For once. And people always want to complain about Thursday night. There's nothing about Thursday night other than the fact that it is a short week and sometimes you just got to gut it out. But That was awesome, and the Raiders saved their season. Derek Carr went on NFL Network after the game and flat out said 2-5 looked awful, as we all knew. But to hear that kind of refreshing honesty from a guy after a game, rather than saying, "Oh, it's game by game," we just no. He said, "Yeah, 2-5 looked awful," and they pulled it out of the.
That is rare. Most of the time, you get the same answer that these guys give everybody, and it's worthless to interview them. I find for the most part.
Sometimes, yeah, and then sometimes you get brutal honesty like that, yeah. And it was awesome. It was refreshing, and now. The Raiders have their attention turned to Marshawn Lynch, who was suspended for one game.
He pushed a ref. Come on.
He not only ran
off. Is that against the rules now?
Two things. Number one, he ran onto the field.
Okay.
He was off the field. Right. So it was like joining a fight from the bench.
Right.
So he ran onto the field. He had a handful of referee jersey, and he shoved him. Now his
and
argument.
That's illegal now.
His argument. It is. There was no rulebook change for that. Actually, that is illegal. And his argument is, well, he was going out there to defend his cousin Marcus Peters, 22, for the Chiefs on the other side.
Okay.
Who was getting in the middle of the skirmish for hitting Derek Carr.
Okay.
And that's what he was out there for. And Marcus Peters reportedly will testify on Lynch's behalf. And I love all these people try to rationalize as well. He was defending his cousin.
It doesn't matter why he was, right?
There are people that are trying to rationalize Marshawn Lynch's behavior by saying that it was a sign of maturity that he was out there defending his cousin on the other team.
Yeah, that's not a sign of maturity.
After his cousin allegedly hit his own quarterback, Marshawn Lynch's quarterback, too hard. Right. And grabbing the referee in the process.
Right.
Come on.
I don't know. I want to ride or die like Marshawn Lynch. That's what I thought after I saw it.
Come on.
That is a ride or die man, and I am down.
He's lucky he only got one game.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was turnt, however.
Oh,
why do you keep trying that?
Just stop.
No. Why do you keep trying? I mean, you can try all you want. I don't think it's you.
For you.
I don't think it's you. Let's talk you. Rams.
Yeah.
If we have
to. Why do you so begrudgingly say that? They're scoring 33 points a game and they shut out your cart. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I figured it out.
Zero
it your
points.
Cardinals.
Yeah. 0 points.
And the season's over because Carson Palmer broke his left arm. And sadly, his career may be over.
So that seems all bad.
That is all
if you're
bad.
A Cardinals fan. If you're a Rams fan,
that
pretty
is
good.
All bad. If you're the Rams, you not only go to Jacksonville and win a game against a team that once again showed last night was pretty good in the Jaguars, then you go to London, you shut out a division rival that would have jumped you in the standings had you had lost that game, and then you get a week off. You get to come home, enjoy the 98-degree weather here, and then fly back to New York next week to face a one-win Giant team. It looks good.
That looks good.
For the Rams.
I went to the Chargers game.
How was that?
That was it was a little dull.
Yeah? Well, they shut them out?
It was a little
That's
dull.
A good thing.
I mean, it was a lot of punting.
Mm-hmm. Many punts.
That happened.
There was a lot of sun.
Yes.
It was hot,
it
right?
It was 90 degrees at StubHub Center.
And
usually it's 90 degrees in the valley and it's 75 at StubHub Center or something like that. But it was 90. It was super hot.
And from what I hear, a lot of people were fleeing the seats to stay in the shade.
To
in
try
the
and find shade,
right?
Yeah. But I mean, the Chargers look good.
They do.
It's just, the Broncos look worse.
No, they did. Let me ask you this. And there was
a guy sitting next to me that was yelling, we need Tebow. Let's get Tebow back. And, of course, he had a Tebow jersey.
Oh, wow.
There is a Tebow angle to yesterday's game. So we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But I got to ask you, and I want to make this clear. I am not the guy that wants to make every L.A. football story about attendance.
Okay.
I'm not that guy. There were more Broncos fans, right?
It was about 50-50 from what I could tell.
Okay. Because
from what I could tell.
A lot of reporters guessing. Who were there were saying 60-70%. You don't buy that?
I don't. I mean, it's possible.
Okay.
I was just guessing. I was just eyeballing from where I was, and it seemed like it was about 50-50, but even 50-50 is bad for a home stadium.
It should be, especially with a building that small.
And a bunch of people were chatting, go back home. Chargers, go back home, and I don't think they understand the deal.
No, that can't and won't happen.
Right.
That will not happen.
I didn't understand that chant.
Number two, the Chargers have won 3 in a row.
Yeah.
And yay. I mean, that's really a good thing. They were really bad, and now they've won 3 in a row. They've done so not necessarily against pushovers. They've done so by, yes, beating the Giants, but then the Raiders and now the Broncos. All this talk of getting rid of Phillip Rivers and setting him free and just going 2-14 and trying to pick at the top of the draft and getting Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen is now seemingly gone.
It's funny how quickly that changes, isn't
it? It's funny how quickly. look at Chip's Dolphins,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Woo!
Insane.
I mean, they rallied from down 17 last week to the NFC champions. They rally from down 14 this week in the fourth quarter and win. And then I am not one. I know you are not one, Chip, to gloat over an injury. But Jay Cutler is likely not playing Thursday night.
I'm not sad about that one
okay.
bit.
And, I don't, and we're not talking about he has ribs, broken ribs.
Right.
How much for just two broken ribs? And it looks like Matt Moore will likely start against the Ravens. And you could argue that he should be starting regardless.
Sure.
Yeah.
And lastly, the Browns.
Yeah, what about them?
What's happening there?
So when the season began, I said there's no way that they fire their coach this year because, I mean, you're in the process, right? I mean, you're in year two of this rip it down and draft nothing but kids and slowly build it back up and have faith, have faith, have faith. But
what's their record in the last couple of years?
Well, he's won one game in two seasons.
One
so,
game.
Oh, so let's see, 1-15 last year, and now 0-7, so 1-22.
1-22 as a head coach.
no one thinks he's that bad of a head coach.
Really?
No, not at all. I mean, he had the Raiders winning in his 1 year in Oakland a bunch of years ago. So his name is Hugh Jackson, by the way, and he continues to make some questionable coaching decisions, but their roster is not bad. Listen, I'm sorry, he's not good. It is hard to lose 22 out of 23 games.
Yes, in the NFL.
It is really hard to lose.
You fall into a win every once in a while, right?
And they almost fell into one yesterday. They lost in overtime. But, and no one wants to hear about the Browns, but, I mean, there's all these little turmoils going on, like high-priced wide receiver, Kenny Britt, the former Ram, who's not, I mean, I could say 100 other things off the air. But he's an issue. You know, the quarterback was allegedly out at 1 in the morning on Saturday, and people want to make this a big deal. It isn't a big deal. It's a night off. He's 21. He's allowed to be out. The idea that local news is showing video of him at a bar, stop being so self-loathing and scarred by Johnny Manziel, Cleveland. Just give it a break. The kid can have a drink. Okay, now I get it. They were 0-6. You probably shouldn't be seen out. Be smarter. But
sure.
It's not
but
the,
it's
end,
not the
of
end of
world.
The world. No, 1-22 is
I mean,
the end of the world.
Come on. 1-22 is far closer to Geostorm than it is. Did anyone see that?
No, I did not. I did.
Is that like a movie promoted by this station or something?
I don't know for sure. Well, if it is, it's a great movie.
Like, I laughed out loud when I saw that trailer.
Yeah, it didn't look great.
Anyway.
So I told you I was at the Chargers-Broncos game, and I heard three chants. One was, go Chargers. Mm-hmm. One was, go Broncos. Mm-hmm. And one was, go Dodgers.
Mm.
Oddly enough, there were enough people there that were so excited about the World Series that they were chanting, go Dodgers, in the middle of an NFL football game.
Which I think is awesome.
So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about the Dodgers in the World Series next. We have Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network, and up to the minute. Talking baseball now. Let's talk baseball.
Yes, sir.
Dodgers.
Yeah, they're good.
I'm sorry. You said they're good?
They're good. That's a hot take. Yeah.
Astros. Surprise to a lot of people, right?
So, not this year if you saw them come out of the gate. I think when a lot of teams make it this far, you say that youth gets in the way and eventually, oh, they'll be back maybe next year or in 2 years. This has been a slow build for them. Remember, we talked about the Browns 10 minutes ago, how they're ripping it all down. Yeah. That's what the Astros did. They tore it to shreds. They brought it down to the studs and kept one wall just for tax purposes.
Two years ago?
No, like 4 years
ago. Okay.
And they drafted and drafted and drafted, and here they are. And in 2014, this thing has all gone around, has gone viral over the weekend. SI put them on the cover, Sports Illustrated, your 2017 World Series champions, the Houston Astros. Because that's what they were building towards.
Right.
And here they are. This is actually a sports teardown that worked, and they are so much fun to watch. Yes, I'm all Dodgers here, but this is a fun team.
Are they better than the Dodgers?
No, they're not. I don't believe they are.
Game one is tomorrow night. Game two is Wednesday night.
Right.
And it's supposed to be 100 degrees when they start
playing. That is so absurd. Now, the game's got to start earlier here. Obviously, we don't let the sun go down because we've got to get the East Coast TV thing going.
Yeah, it's 8 p.m. East. So, yeah, right. 5,
right.
5
so
p.m.
5 o'clock here, which means if you're going to try to go to the game, leave now.
Yes, correct.
Leave now.
Correct.
Especially, I mean, you might be able to get into the parking lot by noon tomorrow.
Right.
But we all know that you can't park and get into your seats in under 5 hours. So leave now.
look, I think the Dodgers are the better team, and I think the Dodgers do get the home field advantage. The Astros-Yankees series, the home team won every game.
Oh, is that right?
It went 2-3-2. That's why the Astros were down. They were up 2-0, then down 3-2, and then came back and won these last two games.
And that's normal, is the home team wins.
I mean, that's how sports
normally goes, right?
But actually, heading into yesterday for the NFL, and I don't know how it went yesterday. I haven't done the math. It was even 45-45. There had been 90 games played in the NFL.
Is that right?
And there was no tangible home field advantage heading into yesterday's NFL games, other than the fake fog that the Patriots use.
Right, because they're cheating cheaters who cheat.
Real fog.
Oh, it was real fog? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? That's insane.
You guys are nuts.
I believe in Kershaw, and I believe in Kenley Jansen. I believe
what about
that
you, Darvish?
I do believe more in you, Darvish, than I did when we discussed it 2 weeks ago.
I believe in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I'm concerned about is hitting these Astros pitchers. Their sliders are insane. It's just those pitchers.
Lance McCullers, who closed the game Saturday for the Astros, pitched, I think, the last three or four innings. I believe he threw 28 consecutive curveballs to end the game.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're not easy to hit, it turns out.
Mm. And Verlander.
Yes.
Justin Verlander, who's the former Tigers ace who the Astros got, no exaggeration, 1 minute before the trade deadline.
Wow.
In the final 60 seconds of the trade deadline, the deal was finalized. Mr. Cade Upton, he has been, he was the MVP of the series for
He's
the Astros. He has been absolutely unhittable.
That terrifies me because
that
it doesn't matter
you.
How good your pitching is when you're not hitting the other team's pitchers.
There has been magic in that building all year long. I am not the one to tell you that magic is about to stop. What?
We're trying to figure out what you just
meant. Why'd you put it out there? Why'd you even put it out there that magic could stop?
No, magic was at the Laker game. He wasn't at the Dodger game when they won in Chicago.
Okay.
He was at the Laker game. You saw the video of him coming up the tunnel, jumping up and down. Right.
I'm terrified.
Right. And then they lost. The Lakers did that night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Andrew,
but they've won since then.
Okay.
How do you see the series going? I think Tuesday, Wednesday here, then there's a day off, then there's three games in a row in Houston.
I'll go Dodgers in six.
In six.
And Dodgers in six. Okay. Game six, by the way.
Game six is?
Halloween night at Dodger Stadium, if it goes that far.
I like it.
That's pretty strong.
Halloween night.
That's pretty cool. I like that a lot.
What would you dress as?
What would I dress as? That's a good question. I don't really know.
Okay.
I haven't thought of that.
Okay. Had you planned a Halloween costume... Or are you an adult?
You're the worst. Why are you the enemy of fun, Andrew? No.
And yet I can't deny that I'm not an adult, right?
It's true.
I mean, He's got a point.
I mean, that was just a look into Andrew's whole view of Halloween.
Right?
I was thinking of going as Yoda, as always.
As what?
Yoda, as always, yeah.
Sure. That's good. Uh-huh. That's good. That's a perfect outfit for you. I like it.
You see what I did there?
I like it. Uh-huh. Andrew Siciliano, host of the NFL Network's Up to the Minute, and also DirecTV's Red Zone channel. You're the best. Thank you for coming in. We always appreciate
it. See you guys.
Thank you. LANOC's Alternative Rocket is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51. Ralph Garman is here now for a look at the showbiz beat.
You guys talking about fog. You don't know from fog. I lived through the goddamn Fog Bowl.
Right.
There's a whole game named after it.
Mm-hmm. Seemed like a
last
lot of
night
fog.
I was like, I can't see like anything. You don't look it up. Open up a blog. Look up Philly and Chicago in the NFC Championship game.
Could you just not see anything?
You could. They were laughing in the booth because all the screen was just white. And they didn't know how to call the game. And the ref said they couldn't see the ball. They didn't know where to place it.
My God.
Whether they were first downs or not. It was zero visibility.
Oh, that's why God. It felt so good to win it, right?
We did not win it.
Oh.
No. Problem was, I think we were wearing our whites.
Oh, that's not helpful.
Which makes it hard for the quarterback to find his receivers. Fog. Don't talk to me about fog.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there was some fog.
Hey, no fog!
There was some.
There's no fog. I want to thank Kevin.
What?
I want to thank Kevin.
What?
Because Kevin has me now in the holiday spirit. Because Kevin was singing Christmas carols earlier today when he was talking to Harvey Levin. Did you hear him sing Christmas carols?
No.
I don't. You know, deck the halls
with boughs of holly. Sure.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
Well, here's a moment. No. With Kevin.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
All right, Harvey. We always appreciate your time on Mondays. You can follow Harvey on Twitter.
That was a moment with Kevin.
I mean, I did sort of say that right in the middle of it.
Little Christmas carol singing.
I don't know if you can hear it again. I mean,
and now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
All right, Harvey. We always appreciate your time on Mondays. You can follow Harvey on Twitter.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Words are hard.
You're right,
guys.
In the Christmas mood.
Words are hard.
Follow la la la. The larv, larv, larv. Remix.
I knew I stumbled. I didn't realize I was doing a Christmas classic.
It was a classic. Listen up, peoples. Especially my geeks, my nerds, you out there. Heads up. Talking to you. We're going to give away tickets to the Stan Lee LA Comic Con, which, of course, is this coming weekend. We got tickets to give away, but to make you earn them with a little trivia game in the next break. After the top of the hour, we're going to be playing a game for Stan Lee's LA Comic Con tickets. You need to know your superheroes. That's all I'm going to say. You need to know your superheroes. If you know your superheroes, give us a call now. 1-800-520-1067.
1-800-520-1067. I love you.
I love you, too. For those of you didn't hear, 1-800-520-1067. Ha! Got it in too soon for you, fa-la-la-la-la. Play it right after the top of the hour. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. We look at it every Monday morning. Tyler Perry's Boo! 2. A Madea Halloween. Boo! Made $21.7 million. It's opening weekend. Geostorm did not do as well. It was second. But only made half as much money, $13.3 million. Happy Death Day, Blade Runner, Only the Brave were your top five films. Then The Foreigner, It, The Snowman, American Made, and Kingsman, The Golden Circle, rounding out the rest of the top ten this weekend. Nikki Reed, married to Ian Somerhalder, of course. They're a lovely couple.
Sure.
They just had a baby not too long ago. A lot of new moms cry over the lack of sleep. Or the baby weight that they can't get off, or maybe they have postpartum depression. But Nikki Reed has been crying about a different motherly issue. She took her final placenta pill the other day and made her sad because she was enjoying eating the placenta of her baby.
All right.
She said, I wasn't ready to say goodbye to the placenta pills. For those of you who don't know, they take the placenta and they dry it and they put it in capsules and then you take it in capsule form rather than just eating it raw off your baby, I guess, like a wolf.
I don't think that was ever an option.
It is. That's what they do. Some people you eat it raw.
But not like off the baby.
Yes.
No.
They tear the sack open.
That doesn't happen.
Yes. What? They lick the baby clean and then they suckle it in the den.
I don't think that's true.
She's a werewolf or she's a vampire or something, that Nikki Reed.
Was she?
Yes.
Who's hungry?
Huh.
So she's very sad about that, which made me a little queasy. A little bit.
Yeah, that's odd.
She was in Twilight, right? Wasn't she a vampire in Twilight? Nikki Reed? Nobody? Nothing?
I don't know those movies.
Come on. You're more than Team Edward?
I believe yes is the answer to that.
Oh, all right. Who'd you get that from?
Dave.
All right.
So well, that's still 50-50.
Yeah. And this is scandalous news. Ewan McGregor and his wife of 22 years separating. And it looks like we have Fargo to blame.
Is that right?
Apparently he was seen kissing his Fargo co-star, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, in a London cafe. She just announced her split from her husband of 7 years, Riley Stearns. And Ewan announced his split with his wife as well, Eve. They have four daughters together, by the way. That always makes me sad when there's kids involved. But they were a pretty terrific couple in that Fargo.
Yeah.
That Mary Elizabeth Winstead, she's pretty adorable. So I guess stuff happens. This doesn't have to happen, though. Pentatonix is going to have another Christmas special.
Oh, Lord.
Just announced on NBC, A Very Pentatonix Christmas is set for Monday, November 27th on NBC to kick off the holiday season. They're going to have special guests Jennifer Hudson, Jay Leno, and Kevin Ryder, they say. Kevin Ryder will be here singing a holiday classic.
Excellent.
When they do the a cappella version of Deck the Halls, Kevin's going to sing Fa La 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 La.
Can't wait.
Let's hear that one more time.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
All right, Harvey, we always appreciate your time on Mondays. You can follow Harvey on Twitter.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I may not have said that well.
He did just say, probably 30 minutes ago, off air, words are real hard today.
Right.
Words are hard. Words are hard.
They are. Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to do Mary, Did You Know?
Oh.
That's your favorite, right? You love that
they
one.
I hope so.
Mary, did you know that your Jesus son would be really cool, yeah.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would wear those cool sandals? Mary, did you know he'd make blind people see without some glasses? Did you know?
Stop it.
You love it.
After the top of the hour, as I mentioned, tickets for Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con. Call in now if you haven't. 1-800-520-1067. Meanwhile, let's take a look at celebrity birthdays. Ang Lee is 63 years old today. Weird Al Yankovic, 58. Cat Daly's 41 years old. Ryan Reynolds is also 41. Emilia Clarke is 31. We did some research. It is Jessica Straub. Jessica Straub turns 31 years old today. And the lovely and talented Michelle Beadle from ESPN turns 42. I got a bone to pick with that ESPN.
What?
Just tweeted it out.
What?
Someone's gonna get slapped.
What's wrong with them?
They got a viral video they're showing for tonight's Eagles Redskins game.
Right.
And it's John Gruden giving you his favorite Philadelphia cheesesteak recipe.
Uh-oh.
And he's got like a wok going, and he puts in some chopped beef and some green peppers. He's making fajitas, is what he's making. And only he puts it on a roll. Hey, here it is. It's the best. It's not even a cheesesteak. Two different kinds of cheeses. Let's get Michelle Beadle on the phone.
It's possible.
Someone's going to slap John Gruden right in the face.
You think she's the one?
Yeah, I'm going to send her on a mission. This is from all Philadelphia. John Gruden. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph, tell us about what we're about to give away.
Well, we have tickets for Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con happening this weekend. It is the L.A. Comic-Con to end all Comic-Cons. If you've ever been down to San Diego or any of the other cons in the area, you know what they're like. This is an awesome one. We do it down at the convention center down there, and it is really outstanding. I will be down there this weekend. I will be hosting along with my buddy Kevin Smith. We're going to do a panel celebrating the legacy of the late, great Adam West. TV's Batman, Burt Ward, his Robin, will be on hand to talk about his late friend as well. We're going to have Julie Newmar and Lee Merriweather, two of the Catwomen, will also be with us. So that's a very special event. Also, we're doing a charity art auction. We have some of the best artists in the comic book industry who have gotten together and done some original Batman art. We're going to be auctioning off, and all the proceeds are going to go to the St. Jude Children's Hospital. It's going to be donated in Adam West's name, so that's part of the event as well. But there's a ton of great stuff, great cosplaying, and you get to meet stars of your favorite TV shows, and it's a great event. So we thought we'd give away the tickets, and we do it with a comic book superhero trivia game. What we're going to do is ask you a trivia question about a superhero that has a color in their name. You know, the Black Panther trailer just dropped recently, and a lot of people were talking about how great that movie looks. So I thought it'd be interesting to take a look at superheroes that have a color actually in their name. They are superhero colors.
Color. Color. Superhero. Color. Color. I am a hero walking, superpowers talking. Wear my super suit, these are tights, not stocking. Living life like a hero, cause that's what I do. My outfit super pimpin', the colors I choose. Black or green, battle Hulk, it just don't matter. We will die to save your life, watch the bad guys scatter. Color. Is there a hero that uses tie-dye? He'd be a really cool guy.
Color.
No. Color.
No one's tie-dye.
Color. Color. No. Super color. 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 Superhero. Color.
Colors.
Colors. These are superheroes with colors in their names.
It's just that simple. Ask you a trivia question. If you can name the superhero. And by the way, we got like five pairs of tickets to give away. So if you win, you're in. Okay? It's not even a drawing.
All right.
First five people who get the correct answer will get a pair of tickets to go to see Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con this weekend.
Let's start with Dan in Highland Park. Hi, Dan.
Hey,
Dan. You understand the concept, right? I'm going to ask you a trivia question. You name a superhero with a color in his or her name, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, here you go. In the comics, this Avenger and her brother are actually the children of a supervillain, Magneto. You know which Avenger I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Dan,
you're running out of time, son. Oh, I'm sorry. Scarlet Witch. Looking for the Scarlet Witch. Scarlet being the color in her name, Scarlet Witch.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ryan in Garden Grove. Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, Ryan. We just were talking about the Scarlet Witch being the daughter of Magneto. Do you know the name of her brother, also a kid of Magneto's?
I believe I do. Quicksilver?
Quicksilver, absolutely. Silver's the name, the color in that name. You are going to the Stan Lee L.A. Comic-Con.
Sweet, thank
you. Hold on,
we're
going to give you all the details.
Congrats, hold on. Let's move to Nick in Burbank. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Nick. Your question has an audio clue, so I need you to listen carefully, okay? For the radio, TV, and even the Seth Rogen film version, this song has been this hero's theme song. You know what a hero with a color in his name uses that as his theme song?
You have me at Seth Rogen. You're talking about the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet, absolutely.
Superhero colors.
Well done. Hold on. You're going to go to L.A. Comic-Con.
Nick is like, you didn't even need to play the song.
Had you at Seth Rogen.
Matt in Fontana. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Matt. This female hero is an expert martial artist, but she also has the superpower of a destructive sonic vocal cry.
Black Canary.
Black Canary.
Superhero.
Yeah. Hold on. You're going to go to Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con.
All right. That's
these
three.
Are my people.
Three we've given away. Let's go to AJ now. Hi.
Hey. Yeah, good morning.
AJ, how are you? Here's your question. This superhero has had at least three secret identities. Three different people have been this superhero. Dan Garrett, Ted Kord, Jaime Reyes. They've all been known at one time or another as this insect themed superhero.
The Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle.
Colors. Superhero. Colors.
Yeah. Allie, you getting all these?
I've gotten four of the five.
Four of five.
Yeah.
I knew you'd be close.
Yeah.
All right. We have one pair left. Let's go to Cliff in Covina. Hi there.
Hello.
Cliff, I'm going to play another audio clue. This is for you. This is a little bit of the intro of a TV series that featured this superhero. Here you go.
After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal, to save my city. Today, I fight that war on two fronts. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. But by night, I am someone else. I am something else. I am?
Green Arrow,
absolutely.
Superhero. Colors.
Nicely done.
Congratulations to all our winners.
How about that? Only one person got them wrong, and the next five got them right.
See?
Nicely done. We've got some more tickets for that tomorrow morning, and thanks for playing the game.
Colors. Superhero. Colors. Colors.
Allie, how was your weekend?
It was lovely. How was yours?
I had a great weekend.
Saw a tweet that was concerning.
Yeah. I went to Luc Robitaille's charity poker tournament. He does this every year.
Right.
He and his wife, Stacia, run a charity for kids who age out of the foster care community. Like at 18, they kick them out.
Right.
And so then they find kids that want to go to college and they sponsor them. And it's an amazing charity.
Wonderful.
And every year they do a poker tournament. So this was Saturday and it was at Santa Monica Museum of Flying. Have you ever been there?
Is it in the hangar?
No, I think it's just a big building right there near the actual airport, Santa Monica Airport.
All right.
So this is the first year they had it there. So I drove in and it said event parking and I went and I parked and I walked and I went into the event.
Easy. Yeah.
Easy peasy. Played poker. Sure. I don't know. There was like 300 people. And at one point I should have been beat About halfway through, I had a pair of tens and a guy had a pair of sevens. And then the board turned over and there was another seven. So he had three sevens. So I was like, I reached over and shook his hand. I was, congratulations, man. Good job. And I stood up to walk away. And then the last card came in. It was the only card that I could have won on, and I won.
So, did she then say, psych, and take your hand back?
I didn't say psych. No, I had already I had already finished shaking his hand, congratulating him.
You didn't wait for that last card?
Well, what are the chances?
Still, though, right, there is a chance, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so what are the chances?
I'm not positive what the chances are, but I have two of the four.
Right.
Tens. So there's only two left. So what are the chances that they're actually going to, that card's going to come at that moment? It's the only card I could win on.
Yeah.
It did.
Okay.
So I was lucky as lucky AF. So then I make it all the way to eighth place. Very happy. Get to the final table. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's watching. Party. Sure. Hey, I'm doing well. Everybody else is doing well. We're having a good time. Perhaps a beverage or two. And then they give out prizes for the top 10 places. And I pick my prize, and it's fantastic. And then I walk outside.
Uh-huh.
And I look across the street.
Yeah.
At the parking lot that I'm parked in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's black. It's dark.
It's very much closed.
It's not just closed. You can't see it. I don't know. Somehow it's a black hole. You look
it's
in there
invisible.
And there's... It's invisible.
Oh, no.
There are no cars in there. And I thought, well, maybe that's not the lot I parked in.
Right.
Maybe it's next to it one way or the other. Because I haven't gone to Santa Monica Airport very often. So I walk all the way around holding my little bag of goodies. I had like a little bag of stuff that I had won. And I walk all the way around the left side. No, it's locked. This is crazy. Walk all the way around to the right side.
Oh, no.
I completely walked around the entire parking lot. And it was locked.
Sure was.
And there were no lights. It wasn't like, you know, sometimes most places have some lighting.
Sure.
Nothing. I thought I could see my car. And I'm pretty sure it was the only one there.
Oh, man.
But I wasn't positive. I couldn't make it out. I was just looking. And then I thought, well, this fence doesn't look that high. This is where I go into Kevin thinking.
Sure.
I'm 6'2". It's about 2 feet up. So I'm thinking, 8-foot fence. Not bad.
Sure.
Chain link. No,
okay.
There's no, like, wire at the top or anything to keep. So I climb the fence.
Okay.
Holding my little bag of goodies. And then I drop the bag of goodies and I get down on the other side and I go and I find my car. It's there.
Excellent.
It is indeed the only car there.
Oh, right.
Just me. And I get in the car and I turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And only then do I think, there's no gates open.
Right. How are you getting out?
Right.
Uh-huh. Only
but
then.
I didn't have that thought until I had started the car.
So not before you went over the fence.
Correct.
Not as you walked to your car.
Very excited to see my car.
Sure. You were thrilled.
I found it.
Right.
I solved this.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking.
You sure are.
That's what I thought. So I turned it back off, and I walked back to where I jumped the fence. Uh-huh.
Please tell me you at least left the bag of goodies in the car.
I didn't. That's funny.
You brought it with you.
I didn't even think of that for one second.
Kev, dog, eat dog.
Kev, dog.
Better take my goodies with me and get back over this fence.
And I did the tweet, and I got a bunch of responses from people. And right this second when you said it is the first time I thought I could have left a little bag of goodies in the car. So I take my bag of goodies, and I re-jump the fence.
Sure.
And I call an Uber, and then the Uber comes about 15 minutes later.
Oh, good.
And I take the Uber, and I go home and go to bed.
Oh,
so
heaven.
It's a pretty triumphant beginning of the night.
Right.
With some luck, and then not so much of an ending.
Well, then it dipped down, but then again triumphant because you got to your car.
Right.
It's like a roller coaster of emotions.
Exactly. I'm thinking to myself, I'm the smartest. Oh, you know what? No.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Oh, man.
So that was my Saturday night. So then I had to Uber to get my car on Sunday. Get
of
it
course.
Out of the lot.
Yeah. So no signage, though, when you went in saying this lot closes at 11, midnight,
type
of thing?
If I'm going to be honest, there was a sign that said the lot closed at 6:30. But
P.M.?
Yes, but... And the poker tournament started at like 4. But it said event parking, so I thought, oh, well, this is
an event.
Clearly an event, and I thought it was the only event there.
Oh,
so that,
man.
So then when I got to my car yesterday, it had a little note on it that said, we're going to tow your car in 12 hours if you don't get it. I had gotten it 12 hours just before they towed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm a genius.
Is that what we're saying?
That's the takeaway.
Okay.
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37. Tomorrow morning, we got more of those tickets to see Linkin Park and Friends celebrate life in honor of Chester Bennington at the Hollywood Bowl. That's this Friday. We've got some more tickets for that tomorrow morning. Ralph Garman is here now. Time for a look at the showbiz beat.
It's a Monday morning, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Tyler Perry's Boo 2 came in at number one this weekend.
Yeah.
I think this is the 16th Madea movie.
At least, yeah.
That's what Bean was saying.
This year.
This year. This year. Yeah. This weekend. $21.7 million made it number one. Then Geostorm debuted with $13.3 million, made it number two. Happy Death Day, Blade Runner 2049, and Only the Brave were your top five films at the box office over the weekend. The Foreigner, It, The Snowman, American Made, and Kingsman the Golden Circle. Top 10 films this weekend. More sexual harassment claims from another Hollywood personality, James Toback, the writer and director. Story in the LA Times over the weekend revealing they spoke to 38 women.
Wow.
Who revealed the following scenario over decades of harassment. Toback would lure them into some sort of rehearsal or audition session, claiming that he could make them a star. And then once he got them alone, would either try to coerce them into bed or have some other kind of sexual encounter. And this was repeated over and over and over again, so much so that it became a euphemism used amongst young actresses. New York drama teacher Karen Scolaire said that she ran up against it, and so did many of her young female actor friends, to the point where they would say, oh, no, you got toe-backed.
Oh, man.
If they were accosted by him in this manner. So it became a thing that it was well-known. And now, again, like I mentioned last week, I think with this Harvey Weinstein story, there is a bit of a floodgate situation where women are starting to step forward and speak out about these guys, and I think only good can come from it. He, of course, is denying everything.
That means that 38 of them were quiet until the
other. Look, there are many more of this happened who are still being quiet, but you hope that maybe as more women come forward, other women can take strength from that and take courage from that and start to tell their own stories.
So. Did you, by chance, see his denial?
I did.
And the reason it's not possible that he did these things?
Because he has diabetes, right?
He has diabetes and a heart condition.
Yeah.
So there's no way I could have done this.
No way I can be a disgusting, violent pig. And
what does that mean?
Women. It means nothing.
No.
And often he would just ask them to, like, pinch his nipples and stuff and stare into his eyes. It was, like, not just your normal sex stuff. And I'm no judge. Whatever floats your boat, do whatever you want to do. But
we'll just say he went through a lot of pairs of pants.
Giggity.
Yeah. He gross.
So many ways. Kurt Angle's back. How about that?
Yeah.
Were you excited, Allie?
Yeah, sure.
WWE fans are excited that Kurt Angle got back into the ring after 11-year hiatus.
Wow.
That's a break. He replaced Roman Reigns in yesterday's TLC main event at the Target Center in Minneapolis. And he got into the ring and started fighting with chairs and all kinds of good stuff. And he had to leave. He had to leave the ring to go to the locker room to get some medical assistance.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was fighting in a tag team match. Things did not fare well for his partners when he left. Pussy. Right? Take a chair to the noggin, all of a sudden you got to go to the locker room.
Right.
If we stopped the chair every time Kevin did that, we'd never have a show.
Right.
Did you guys hear him talking to Harvey Levin this morning?
I did.
I think we all
heard
it. Hear
him break into song when he was singing
the
Christmas classic?
I don't remember how it went. Exactly.
You know the Christmas classic Deck the Halls, and they go fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la, in the middle of it?
Yep.
Kevin, for no reason, just started singing that in the middle of this interview.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
All right, Harvey, we always appreciate your time on Mondays. You can follow Harvey on Twitter.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
How soon till we get the Omar remix of Deck the Halls with Oh, remakes, reboots, sequels. They keep on coming. This latest one was announced over the weekend. The return of Magnum P.I. They're going to reboot Magnum P.I. over there on CBS.
Okay.
Story of Thomas Magnum. Now, you remember Thomas Magnum was, of course, the legendary Tom Selleck back in the day. He and his mustache.
Sure.
And his Detroit Tigers hat. And his Hawaiian shirt. Iconic. Well, they're going to do away with all that and just bring back Magnum P.I. Tom Selleck won't be involved. He's on Blue Bloods, of course, another CBS show. So it's not inconceivable that he might cross over and show up as Magnum's dad or something.
Sure. Just need to pick a new stash.
But his sidekicks, Rick and TC, will be back, played by other actors. And you remember Higgins, the British butler who sort of ran the estate where... Did you watch Magnum P.I., Kevin?
Occasionally, yeah.
Oh, Magnum. He was like a sticky, like an upper-crust guy with a mustache.
Yeah, he was always disappointed.
Always frustrated by Magnum because he was, like, sloppy and stuff and everything. And oh, Magnum. You get very upset with him. Well, they're recasting that. This time, Higgins is going to be a female MI6 agent from England. So she's going to be, like, sexy...
Sure.
Sexy Higgins. Oh, Magnum. So, bow, chicka, bow, bow. Magnum will be getting some Higgins on this new show, baby.
I'm not.
He'll be using Magnums, right?
I don't.
Hello?
Stop.
Is this
stop.
Thing on?
Yeah, stop
not
pointing.
Sure what that means.
That's a brand of condom alley.
Uh-huh.
Used by men who are overly blessed in a certain department.
Oh.
I guess you've never run into one of those.
Well, of course I have.
Since you're not familiar with the Magnum brand.
Only thing I ask for. Yeah.
Allie only has one word on her Tinder file. Magnums. That's all. Question mark? Is that Newport music?
It's one of them.
Sounds like a frog in the background there. It sounds like frog porn.
Brett, Brett, Brett.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Waka, waka. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ang Lee, 63 years old today. Weird Al Yankovic celebrates his 58th birthday. Cat Deeley, so you think you can dance? Where's my bell? Give me a little bell for Cat Deeley. Thank you. 41 years old today. Emilia Clarke is 31. Jessica Straub is 31 as well. ESPN's Michelle Beadle is 42 years old today. I started a Twitter storm, by the way.
Yeah.
This cheesesteak battle we're having.
Uh-oh.
I think you're the only one having a battle.
Jim's Cheesesteak in Philadelphia. Jim's.
Yeah.
They've stepped it up. They're coming at ESPN now. It's going back and forth.
Now, what did ESPN do that made you so mad?
They put a little viral video together for tonight's Redskins-Eagles game of John Gruden showing you his favorite cheesesteak recipe.
Okay.
He's got like a wok, and he's grilling up green peppers and putting chopped rib roast in there instead of shredded sirloin, and it's just a nightmare. And he puts it on what looks like some sort of just stale old hoagie roll. It's just a nightmare.
Sounds terrible.
It's awful.
I'm so mad.
So mad.
Yeah.
And put on a plate like, oh, this is great.
We need to burn this place down.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
So I'm just posting pictures of real cheesesteaks saying, hey, ESPN, one of these is a cheesesteak. The other one's a crap feast. See if you can figure it out. Throwing down. Speaking of ESPN, Michelle Beadle. Did we mention her?
You did. That's how you got into it.
42 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her out to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Jensen Karp joins us in studio. His new show is Drop the Mic. We also are going to talk to Petros Papadakis about Game 1 of the Dodgers World Series. And we've got your tickets to see Queens of the Stone Age, and we've got your tickets to see Linkin Park and Friends celebrate life in honor of Chester Bennington at the Hollywood Bowl tomorrow morning.